The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. Listen carefully to what Jesus taught. He said, "The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How he himself does not know, he doesn't know. The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." And we find that in Mark 4, verses 26 and 29. Jesus likened the kingdom of God to a farmer waiting for the maturing of his crops. During the harvest season, farmers are concerned about two primary things: the quality and quantity of the harvest. Just as the farmer will not harvest without the grain becoming mature, so God is seeking a crop of Christ followers that have reached spiritual maturity. God is after full stature, not just full numbers. Jesus said, "When the crops permit, God puts in the sickle." The return of Christ isn't tied to a certain day or hour. It is about the spiritual stature of the harvest that triggers the great unfolding of end time events. You see, God is not looking at his watch. He's looking at his crop. And next comes the discussion on cultivation. Just as we receive Jesus Christ as Lord, and we continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as we were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. We find this in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. We have now taken the preliminary steps to begetting the Christian, the believer's way. Remember, it is a way, not merely a decision once made. Thank you.